Good afternoon. It's Charlotte Pierce here with Ready Row USA. I'm the producer, and I'm here with my illustrious assistant producer, Shannon Borum. Hi, Shannon.
Hey, Charlotte. Happy Wednesday.
Hi. Happy Wednesday. I'm so happy it's February. You know why?
Tell me why, Charlotte.
Because we are going into our, if I can get it lined up, our coverage of Black History Month.
And we have. I'm so excited for it too, Charlotte. I'm glad
you
are.
Thank you for the for all the suggestions that you brought. And I know you're you coach down there at
Hampton.
Hampton in Henry County. I know my brother's name is Henry, so I always think it's Henry High School, but it's Hampton High School.
It's Hampton in Henry County. Yep,
that's it. In Georgia, the only public school, and it's. Largely or partially African American or people of color.
Our school mm-hmm. is a majority minority. It's just an amazing place to be, and I'm very excited. We do a huge Black History celebration, so I'm glad.
And I love the pictures of you guys. You've got another erg that you're using in the hallways.
Yeah,
you post these pictures of your kids, and you know, and apparently they really got
They got competitive last Friday. So
yeah. I see a picture of you on the ergs once in a while too.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But Black History Month is huge in our building, so I'm so glad that we can also talk about it in our podcast.
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, diversity is definitely an issue in our sport, so I'm glad that we can put it on the front page.
I know, absolutely. Well, I will roll through here. Wanted to encourage people to. Subscribe, especially with Black History Month, because we're going to be popping on some extra shows as people confirm with us, and some really exciting people. And we'll go through our invited guests later this episode. But rowing.chat is where you can find the subscription form and our show notes, where we will include all the links that we talk about. So don't worry about taking notes, just enjoy the show. And we wanted to also express our appreciation to our live viewers. If you want to put on or ask us a question while we're live, please do on Facebook or YouTube, and we'll get those right in here in the live stream.
Absolutely.
I'd love to get some more comments and questions.
I love that.
It's really fun when people give feedback, and sometimes they do it afterwards, which is fine too, and we can keep the dialogue going. But especially any suggestions you have for Black History Month. And and later in the year, we'll be doing Pride Month. So we'll be doing LGBTQ+ stories, interviews, and coverage.
Right. In fact, I don't think I told you, Charlotte, I confirmed somebody for Pride Month. And I am so excited. I'm not even telling you. I'll tell you off the air.
Please tell me.
Off the air.
Oh, you're so mean. You're so mean.
I'm very excited. I love these celebratory months.
It's a great, and we want to continue it all through the year and make it just part of our programming. But sometimes a highlight is good, and it shows where the need is.
Exactly.
And bringing people in and being inclusive. So that's what it's all about. And so those of you who are watching and listening later, we really appreciate your subscriptions as well on the audio podcast. We're on every audio podcast app, so please subscribe, and we'll let you know when we're coming on. I'm Charlotte Pierce, the producer. I also have a publishing company called Pierce Press. Shannon, you've been introduced to, and our regular correspondents who come on and off from time to time are Mark Wilson of All American Rowing Camp and Ryan Wirth of University of Tennessee, Chattanooga. And we always welcome new correspondents. So if you want to be a regular correspondent for Ready Row USA, just zip us a direct message and we'll talk to you about it and see where you might be able to contribute. Always love to have the feedback.
For sure.
Are you running slides, Shannon?
Yeah. Oh, we can both run them. I thought I was, but if you want to do it, go for it.
Oh, whatever. I just have a couple more things. Oh yeah. You were going to do this, the hashtag thing, right?
Oh yeah. Is it time for the hashtag already?
Well, no.
Oh yeah.
It's just that. No, we don't want to reveal it too soon, but we want people to know that they should be listening for it.
Exactly. So we do definitely want you to listen to the podcast and use our hashtag when we give it to you. And please, please engage on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, because we do a lot of giveaways. We've got gadgets, gear, services, got a lot of cool stuff. Cassandra Edick of SJRC won last week's giveaway, which was a technical rowing vest from the Fulham Reach Boat Club in the UK. So yeah, we're actually giving stuff away. We don't just talk about it.
And Cassandra, that's on its way to you right this minute. So I just said
lucky, lucky, lucky. What a cool thing.
I know. It's really fun. I love giving stuff away.
I do too.
And shall we go on to the sponsors?
Sure, absolutely.
I will read. You read the first one. How about Rowing Tales?
Okay. Good, because Charlotte has found out at this point I'm a huge book nerd. So if you are also a book nerd like I am, we want to say thank you to Rowing Tales, Rebecca Caro, who has put out her latest installment of Rowing Tales. They're just short little snippet stories all about rowing. They're fun. They're quick to read. They're great if you just have a quiet moment and you want to read something about this sport that we all love doing. And so her 2019 book is out. It's an anthology. It's got stories from famous people. Charlotte, are you in the 19?
Yes.
Are you in 19? So producer Charlotte.
Yeah, it's my Jim Dietz alligator story. So that's all I'm going to say about it.
Okay, I got to read it. Yeah. I know I have it in a link somewhere. I'm going to read it.
It was very dramatic. Oh. Okay, and then our next one is, if you want to flip over to my screen.
Pregol
Rowing Camps. And if you're a master's rower and need a more focused coaching, or if you just like to learn how to row faster, wouldn't we all? Pregol Rowing Camps is for you. These camps offer personalized coaching, a real-time video analysis from experienced world-class coaches. You get training and competition and new wind tech and fluid design boats and a quiet 3K rowing lake in Brno, which is near Prague and Vienna. Just absolutely stunning scenery. And the first climb...
Rowing on the Hooch, I'm like, I don't know what it's like to row a beautiful piece of water.
I know, that isn't whipping down at 40 CFS or something.
Although I will say the little reservoir that we have for my school club is really beautiful. So
I've got to bring my little boat down there. And
come on down, Charlotte. I got to rest for it.
I will. The first camp is in July 2020, and you can combine it with, if you're going interested in doing a Masters Regatta in Europe, the Open Czech Masters Regatta. And there's also the World Rowing Masters Regatta in Ottensheim, Austria, which is, hop, skip, and a jump from Pregol. So anyway.
So much fun. Charlotte, before we talk about the news, we have a lovely comment from Kimberly Reynolds, who said she loves our show, but she's also an African-American woman who rows with Recovery on Water in Chicago. So Kimberly will probably be reaching out to you. She's also a referee. So I think we need to reach out. And thank you for listening, Kimberly.
So thank you, Kimberly. I've chatted with you on Facebook, I think, and we really appreciate you making a comment and participating.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah, so I'll hand it off to you, Shannon.
Let's talk about the news for a little bit.
Yeah, let's get some news in here.
So here we go with our news. So last week we had Sandra on. And she gave us a little bit of an update on this Tropicana Park that they're dealing with down in Florida. And this week there was a little bit of news that sadly the kayak club has decided to not continue. So the Cape Coral homeowners have protested the possible inclusion of the kayak and rowing clubs at this new park. I'm sure there's very good reasons why, but I didn't really uncover them in the news. It's like the locals have lots and lots of opinions on stuff. So anyways, the South Florida Canoe and Kayak Club has no other option but to close down their nonprofit, which to us is a little bit sad because they train kids for competition and now there's nowhere for these young kids to go.
Maybe some dialogue can happen and they can work it out. It just seems like a great use of public property.
And Florida's got to be the perfect training ground for any kind of water sport. So we're just going to hope that things get better in that situation.
Talk, people. Talk to each other.
Like we mentioned last week, relationships.
Exactly.
So I take it back. Some of the concerns from the neighborhood were safety issues or that the clubs would occupy 20% or more of the open space of the park. So there's lots of things that they probably could discuss to come to a compromise, we'll hope. And we'll just keep an eye on that and hope everything works out well. The next bit of news is exciting to me. I think I mentioned I teach French, high school French. And so the World Indoor Rowing Championships are going to happen this week in Paris. And if I had a faster 2K, I might entertain going. But since I don't, I'm here talking about it.
Hey, why not?
I know, right? How amazing. I would do a 2K to hang out in Paris. So the 2020 World Rowing Indoor Championships, they're in Paris this week from the 7th and 8th of February. They're going to be at the Pierre de Coubertin Stadium. So the thing that's cool that I love about this is the stadium is named after the guy that founded the modern Olympics. So in a year where we're going to Tokyo for an Olympiad, I just think it's so cool. Like, let's do rowing at the place named for the guy that started, you know, the Olympics.
Okay, I'll book my trip now.
Can we get there tomorrow? you'll find out, Charlotte, I am a huge Olympic nerd. Like, I adore the Olympics.
That's cool. That's why you proposed those, previews shows. Yeah, so we're going to be previewing some of the U.S. Olympic.
I hope so. I'm very excited about that.
Yep.
And in other news, if you guys have been watching the news out of the boat making industry, Hudson is going to open up an American branch. So Hudson Boat Works is going to expand their operations into the U.S.
Roll that slide.
Oh,
Just in case we have somebody.
Sorry. So, and I actually row a Hudson. Now mine is what I like to call vintage. It's pre-shark. But I love Hudsons. They fit me. So I'm very excited. I'm personally excited about this. So they're going to be led by former Shark team and national team members, Matt Muffelman and Dan Walsh. And they're going to operate in the greater Boston area and also in Sarasota. So they're going to have lots of coverage. They're kind of following the Hudson UK success that they had. So the U.S. business is going to offer enhanced local support. They're going to do service and distribution in the eastern U.S.
And they will be part of we're going to be doing a pilot boat buying guide in the next few weeks. So I think Hudson's going to be on that roster.
That's so exciting. I'm looking forward to that one.
I know. I'm just afraid that I'm going to want to buy a boat.
I'm not allowed to look at any kind of boat.
Oh, I know. All right.
And so Hudson's also a partner in World Rowing. They're an official supplier of Rowing Canada and U.S. Rowing. They're a gold boat builder for the head of the Charles, and they're the exclusive boat partner with the Gold Cup. So it's a really good brand. Very excited for their increased business down here in the 50.
Yeah. Well, I row for Community Rowing in Boston, and we 5 years ago or so, we bought, I don't know, like their largest order ever. So all of our boats are red Hudson boats.
That's awesome.
I know. They're really nice. They're really nice boats. Yeah, love them.
Super cool. And our last bit of news is yet another one of our hugely impactful world records that's happening. So there has been another record broken on the Talisker Whiskey Atlantic Challenge. So there is a woman. Her name is Mo O'Brien. And she had a couple other folks on her crew. She's a 60-year-old pharmacy worker, and she's the first deaf person on record to row the ocean, a 3,000-mile journey across the Atlantic. Mm-hmm. So I just think, wow, that's amazing. Could you imagine?
I know.
One of my dearest friends is hearing impaired, and he relies on lip reading most of the time. And I just think, how can you row if you can't hear the commands? And there's a good article. There's a really nice write-up, and we'll link that in our show notes. But they had some challenges, but they were successful, and it was just a really good.
It's just all experience. Like we all have challenges, but just when you see someone doing like this doing it, you just feel like, I mean, I feel inspired, and also, you know, like I can do anything. I shouldn't probably complain about the little things that I complain about.
Right. I can manage this. But I will say, I read the article, and so she had this app that was connected to her hearing aids. Mm-hmm. And then somewhere along the way, she lost her phone. So this piece of adaptive equipment that she had, like, disappeared. So it just complicated things. But, you know, they finished it. They finished it strong. She rowed. Her daughter was part of the team. So just really cool story.
Yeah, this seems to be a theme. We had some Atlantic rowing stories last week, too.
These people are way stronger and better and braver than I think I'll ever be. I'll take a plane.
It's amazing. What else we got?
Well, That's the end of our news, but we got a comment for from Cassandra Edick, and she says, go for it and buy the new boat.
Oh, I'm gonna need- Cassandra, you're bad. You're not helping.
I will give you my husband's phone number. Send that message to him.
I tried at All American Rowing Camp in January. I tried the Fluid, the Vespoli, and then I brought my own Pinert. And then, I love that the wing design on the particularly the Vespoli. You know, you can really sense the, you know, the moving around the pin thing.
Much, and it was much, the bow mounted rigging.
Yes, yes, exactly. Yeah, so that was really cool.
I don't have access to one, so I haven't tried one. But I'm really curious as to how you get back in a boat if you flip that.
That's a little bit more difficult then. My Pinert, I've gotten back. I'm not saying I flip all the time, but I have.
Right. Yep.
more than I care to admit, I guess.
I think I flipped a Hudson. I've yet to flip a Pinert, but
yeah,
we're going to hope that no more flipping.
So we have some other things to talk about for Black History Month, right?
Yes, yes. So here's a bit of a preview of what we're going to talk about. We are next week, actually, and we're going to have a different live time next week. It's Tuesday instead of Wednesday. We are going to talk to Maurice Scott Jr. And if you don't recognize his name, I guarantee you recognize his face. He's a JL ambassador. He's all over social media with Row New York. He came out of Philly. He's done a lot of international rowing. He's just a super cool guy, and I cannot wait to talk to him.
Is he involved with the Philadelphia City Rowing as well?
Did I get that wrong? So that's where he started rowing before college.
Okay.
And we'll talk a little bit about his history with high school and collegiate rowing. But then he actually is a cop outside of D.C. I lied. He's not with Row New York anymore. Uh-huh. He is a cop outside of D.C., and he rows on the Potomac with that boat club. So
that'll be Tuesday at 11 a.m.?
Nope, Tuesday it's the 11th at noon.
At noon, so okay.
Good. A day early.
Yeah, and then we're hoping to get Richard Butler, who was formerly with U.S. Rowing and is with Three Rivers. He's a really cool guy.
For sure.
Legendary coach. And I think a couple people from Row Boston are.
Okay. And then at the end of the month, we're actually going to be interviewing two folks from Philadelphia City Rowing. So mm-hmm. we're going to talk to their their outreach lead.
Cool.
And one of their lead coaches, I believe. So we're going to talk to the Philly folks at the end of the month.
And we're not getting the film Mary Mazzio and Arshay Cooper until March, because we want to do it right before the film opens on March 27th. But that will be a continuation of our Black History Month coverage.
Man, I'm so hoping they can bring that down to Atlanta. Every time they post something, I leave a note. Please come to Atlanta. Please come to Atlanta.
I know they're going to be showing in Boston.
Listen, Boston is like the mecca for me for all things rowing.
We have to get you up here soon.
I love Boston. Listen, I have decided I'm coming to the Charles, whether I get picked to volunteer, whether I'm in a jail boat, whether I even have a hotel room. I'm just going to come and experience.
Well, you can stay with me. That's fine.
Okay, sweet.
Thanks, Charlotte. Yeah, you're welcome. And now, just in celebration of Black History Month, we want to run a video interview that we had at the U.S. Rowing Convention with Anita DeFrance. And if you're not familiar with her, she was the captain of a U.S. rowing team at the 1976 Summer Olympics, winning the bronze medal in women's eight. And then she was headed to the Olympics in 1980 when they boycotted the games. And though she did qualify, and she was one of the 461 athletes to receive a congressional gold medal. And she's been with the International Olympic Committee for about 30 years as, I'm not sure if all the time as vice president, but currently I believe she is.
I'll let you talk
about her while I set up the slide.
Okay, that'll work. Mm-hmm. So Charlotte shared with me this interview when they were at the convention. I just thought, man, she's so cool. We've been talking about Black History Month. Her biography just got delivered earlier this week to my house, and I'm devouring it. This woman is just amazing. I'm very excited to watch this interview, and I hope that everyone will enjoy it. Okay. Charlotte, you ready to roll?
Yeah, I'm ready to roll. Are you seeing it on the screen now?
Yes. So okay. I'm going to back on out.
Okay,
and watch the
full screen it.
Yeah. Good afternoon, good morning. Good morning, it's Charlotte Pierce. I'm the producer of Ready Row USA podcast. We're here live at the U.S. Rowing Convention, talking to a bunch of fun people, including Anita de France, who we all know and love and is our role model in rowing. But thanks for coming on and speaking with us tonight. I heard you yesterday briefly, but I'd like to hear more about your experiences.
Oh boy. Let me see if we can get this back on. Ugh. Shannon, are you there?
I am there. It sounds like we're having a little bit of technical difficulty.
Yeah, I don't know why this kind of keeps, it's supposed to just roll.
Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. I'm having a wonderful time because I have so many friends here who I haven't seen in a long time. Yesterday, I was at the boat club that gave me the opportunities that had changed my life at Vesper Boat Club, which is wonderful. And seeing the pictures up on the wall and all the history of that club, which won the 8-oared shell gold medal in 1900, which was the first time that rowing was actually contested on the program for Athens. But the venue they selected was such that it was blown off the water before it could be conducted. So it was on the program, so it's technically one of the original Olympic sports.
Amazing, yeah.
But the 1900 bow of the boat is at Vesper.
Is that the one that's on the wall there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah. So it's fun to see that and see friends who I rode with, and our lives continue to be part of one another's lives, and to see people. I've had wonderful experiences with people telling me what I've done with them over the years.
Oh, I heard a lot of those. Oh, just because I said I went to your talk, and they said, "Oh, well, she inspired me."
Oh well, someone I was talking with, who is also a Vesper Tiger, I was teaching him the song that most people don't know unless you were there in the late 70s. You would, and he said, "I have to tell you something. You presented the medal to me." I said, "Oh yeah, I love that." He said, "But you said, well done, Vesper."
Yeah.
And he looked at me and I said, "How did you know that?" "Of course I know. Well, remember when they're doing well." So that's what I like to say.
That's so cool. Well done. Yeah. Making those connections and overlapping, he'll go on.
And so, and the things that have changed in the sport, learning about that, learning what the issues are for athletes today, to see how I can be helpful, especially for the women. It's so different because women now have a chance to stay in the sport longer than they did in my era. But what does that do for them professionally or to them? Especially when you step out of your profession for 4 years, it's not so bad. But when it's 8 or 12 years, then you come back in and everyone else has been doing it for 8 or 12 years and you haven't. That's a lot tougher.
Yeah, you can hear a lot of stories about women that have had to do that, especially.
Yes, and now out of college, the corporate world would have snapped them up because they're looking for people who can work well together, and rowers, that is the definition of rowing.
Well, I took up sculling at the age of 57, or 56 maybe. And I just got, here I am doing a podcast about it. It draws you in.
It's the magic of being free on the water.
Yes.
It is
magic. So we have a question that we're asking everybody, including Matthew Pinson, who is just on
Matthew.
I know.
Sir,
and so we're
asking, Sir Matthew.
Sir Matthew, remember that. We're asking people to describe the perfect stroke.
Well, the reason we keep doing it is we're working to get to that point. I'm not sure what it is, but I did my best every time to get the blade in and stack properly, to drive it through and to get it released. So I'm still working on it.
I know, it's that pursuit of things. You can kind of glimpse it once in a while, right?
Oh, yeah. There have been times in boats where, it's funny, I'll tell the story because he knows. The author of the wonderful book, The Boys in the Boat.
Yes.
I had a chance to talk with him as we are sitting now. Sure. And I said, one thing I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you're not a rower. And he said, "No, I'm not." And why did you say that? I said, "Well, you got a lot of things that most people don't know about the sport. For example, you kind of
told the world how much pain we go through. We don't talk about that, because if we did, why would we do it?
Driving down the road to the club.
And you talked about swing, which is important, and that's essential. But the thing you didn't talk about is the feeling of the boat gets to speed. And it kind of rises up, and you can hear or feel the bubbles running underneath it.
Oh, you know that sound? I have a little pine earth, and I'm a single sculler, you know. When I get that sound, it's the boat is talking to me.
Exactly. Yeah. So the boat is up to speed, and it's going to go so much faster. That feeling is just, No one talked about that. I said, well, you're talking about the athletes of 36, different world.
We had, at the head of the Charles, I did some interviews with Judy Wellman and Jennifer Hufford, who are the daughter and granddaughter of Joe Rance. And that was just fascinating. Judy had taken, you know, gone into all these attics of people and her own.
And getting them to cooperate.
Yeah.
There is also a BS documentary called The Boys of 36. And the part of the book where he talks about how the stroke was really, really sick at the final days at the Olympic Games, and the coxswain's looking and like, I hope he's in there, but he's not communicating. Lenny Riefenstahl was a genius behind the camera. Unfortunately, she was doing it for the wrong side, but she was such a genius that she actually had the camera. Oh, so you can see that happening. You can see that happening.
We have that footage now.
Yes. So, I mean, I got chills when I saw it. So, PBS, The Boys of 36.
And I just interviewed Linda Murray yesterday. Mm-hmm. She did technical work on this new film. Do you know about Swing?
No.
It's a new independent film. Oh. It's now in editing, and it's coming out in the fall of 2020. But it's a fictional movie, but it's like one of those great... You know, it's good to have these for awareness of people about rowing. Yeah. People that don't know about rowing.
Yeah.
Maybe check it out.
Yeah, and as someone was saying yesterday, the boathouses are there, you go by it, but they seem mysterious here in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Can you go in? Of course you can.
Yeah.
I did.
So what do you think, I mean, I started when I was 56, but what do you think would connect more, like, especially master's women or women of color or, you know, people that aren't represented well in the rowing community?
Well, to an extent, it's my fault for not doing more work to get more folks in, because as I always say, the boat doesn't care sitting in it.
No.
And
just
certainly
perform.
Blades don't. Exactly. So it's open to everyone.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad that now ocean rowing will be on the program of the Youth Olympic Games in Dakar, Senegal in 2022, which means that we can be on the way.
So it's actually
for that.
An official sport.
Yes.
Yes. Awesome.
For those games.
Yes.
To me, that's the place of expansion. And for the years I was development chair of FISA, that was our focus, trying to get ocean rowing or sea rowing or whatever it's called. And I even, before I knew about it, back in 1980, it was 3 or 4, I did the Catalina to Marina Del Rey row, which is not, Catalina is not just 26 miles beyond the sea. Unfortunately, no, it was in an Alden, but it was a flat boat instead of the Jan Palchikov, who is an elite sculler, and I am not. As I say, I don't do that two-fisted rowing.
I'm sorry.
Because I have so much respect, because the skills for that. It's funny because we hit the wall at different times. I hit the wall earlier, so I was okay for the rest of it, and she didn't hit it till later, and it was...
Oh, you have a sense of adventure. That's pretty cool. We just had John Wick on last night, and he said he had done some, like, 100-mile coastal row.
That's totally unnecessary.
Delaware, you know?
Totally unnecessary.
But he's so you know, electrified about this new direction. I think, you know, and especially for developing countries, you know, you can take those kinds of boats in.
Well, and if you don't have rivers and lakes.
Yeah.
But you got all of this water all around.
Yeah, like Indonesia or, you know, some place like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I'm so glad we caught you and you could have the time to sit.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Yeah.
I love this sport. It's given me so much. I'm working hard to give back what I've gotten.
You are doing a good job. I must say, you know, we also have Arshay Cooper on from time to time.
Oh, good.
I know he won your award.
Yes, yeah. Good guy. I'm so glad he exists in our world.
I know. The story is wonderful.
And he, with kids, we both were speaking at the same place once, and he is just extraordinary.
Yeah.
Able to reach out to kids.
Yeah, I actually kind of started the podcast because I had heard a live from the U.S. Rowing Convention last year when he was here. And I thought, let's get some better, you know, some better conversations going about.
Excellent.
Yeah, so we do a topic, you know, city youth rowing. We talked to Neil Bergenroth in Tulsa the other day. He's doing this STEM program.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we have way out in L.A., we have the L.A. Rose, which
yes,
I'm so
yes,
proud
I need to
of.
Get this. A little, who's the person?
Well, Liz has been the president, and it's Greenberg.
Okay. I wanted to connect with them at some point.
Yeah, I can. We're off.
Okay,
I
good.
Give you the info.
All right. Well, let's let you go. I know you
thank
have
you.
Other people to talk to, but I really
appreciate this
being
opportunity.
On, yeah.
And thanks to the world of rowing.
Oh, bless your heart. Thanks. Yes. I don't know what it is about rowing. It's just, you know, it just.
Okay.
Oh,
back.
Charlotte. Oh, my
I know.
God.
I know. I apologize for the, like, the rumble. Like, there were a lot of people talking in the room and stuff, but I could probably.
I mean, it's live, but man, since you told me you were doing that, man, I'm so infinitely jealous. Although I don't think I could have gotten a word out had I been sitting.
I was starstruck. I was really, you know, she's so accessible and wonderful and genuine that I was, you know, I got over it and,
Cool.
I'd like to figure out a way to get her on back on live and just, you know, maybe she's got some things that she's working on with US with the International Olympics that
I would love to do that. Although
yeah.
I'm not sure I'd be much help because I would probably just be silent and stare awkwardly.
Well, you know, you do your best. You can. I was clearly
right.
fumbling myself.
No. Man,
know.
She's so cool.
I love
so
her.
Cool.
I love her.
So, anyways, we're probably getting close time to wrap up. Charlotte, what do
yeah,
you think?
We are.
We're
2 minutes. Okay, so we just want to encourage people to send in their club news. Every once in a while, we do a club spotlight, and we did South Jersey Rowing Club and. We've got Atlanta on the schedule, and we did
we
Minneapolis.
Yeah, we love talking to people about their clubs. So please, please don't be shy. Come tell us what you're doing.
Yeah, no club is too small.
And if my club gets featured, you're right. No club is too small. But we do want to let people know what the hashtag is for today. It's RRUSA Reflection. Because
and why is it called Reflection?
We want people to reflect on diversity in our sport and where we go from here.
And have our sport hopefully reflect the diversity
reflect
of our
America.
Country.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. And last but not least, gadgets and gear. Send us your stuff. Let us know what gadgets and gear you are playing around with, and we will talk about it.
Yes, because we're gadget freaks.
All right. So,
what else we got? Oh, sponsors again, Pregel, Rowing Camps, and Rowing Tales.
Thankful for them.
Yeah, it's really cool. And we are also accepting more sponsors for our Black History Month. If you're interested in participating, just give me a buzz at rowing.chat. There's a contact form. What else we got? The hashtag posted on social media. And then we already talked about our invited guests for Black History Month.
Yeah,
and
we did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're good to go.
We're good to go. We've got lots of good stuff coming up. We're in high gear in 2020 now. So
exactly. All right. Well, thank you guys, everyone, for joining us. And we'll see you next week, but on Tuesday.
Thank you, Shannon.
All right. Bye, Charlotte.
Ciao.